This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
This grade 12 lesson is proudly brought to you by the Department of Education. Working together, we can do more providing quality education.
Good evening, Capricorn FM listeners and grade 12 learners. I am Mr. Papuri MT from Lichobo Secondary School, teaching agricultural science in grade 12. The topic of the day, or today's topic, is entrepreneurship and agri-business plan. Today we're going to talk about entrepreneurship and agri-business plan. Then at the end of this lesson, learners should be able to define an entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. Again, learners are expected to describe the important aspect of the entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. Describe the entrepreneurial success factor or personal characteristic of the good entrepreneur. Identify the main phases of entrepreneurial process. And again, as far as agri-business plan is concerned, learners are able to define and outline the business plan. Again, they must be able to identify and indicate the reason for drawing up a business plan in AgriCenter. And again, they must be able to outline the standard format and layout of the AgriBusiness plan. Indicate the problem encountered when drawing up a business plan. And again, they must be able to identify the electronic resources used as a tool for drawing up a business plan. Lastly, they should be able to describe a basic SWOT analysis. I will repeat this. At the end of this lesson, learners will be able to define an entrepreneur and entrepreneurship, describe the important aspect of the entrepreneur and entrepreneurship, describe the entrepreneurial success factor or personal characteristic, indicate the main distinct phases of the entrepreneurial process. As far as agribusiness plan is concerned, learners must be able to define and outline a business plan, identify and indicate the reason for drawing up a business plan in agricultural sector, outline the standard format or layout of a business plan, indicate the problem encountered when drawing up a business plan, identify the electronic resource used as a tool for drawing up a business plan. Lastly, they should be able to describe the basic SWOT analysis. Then, without waste of any time, let us look at the introduction now. The introduction of entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. People who take a novel idea and use it to start their own business are called entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are people who take a novel idea and use it to start their own business. Then there are four distinct phases to the entrepreneurial process, starting with the identification of a business opportunity and ending with the management of a successful enterprise. Then entrepreneurship is the practice of developing, running, and growing a business. Every entrepreneur needs to outline the detail of how the business will operate in a business plan. They also need to analyze the strength, weakness, opportunity, and threats of a business in order to plan effectively and ensure the success of the operation. This is the introduction of entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. Then let us look now at the concept. entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. In other words, we're going to define entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. Then an entrepreneur is a person who takes a novel business idea, sees an opportunity for that novel idea and convert it into a healthy and functional business. I will repeat the definition. An entrepreneur is a person who takes a novel business idea, sees an opportunity for that novel idea and convert it to a healthy and functional business. Then let us look at entrepreneurship. Is the practice of starting, running and growing a business. Is the practice of starting, running and growing a business. Every business starts from novel idea of an entrepreneur. And then an entrepreneurship is the capacity and the willing to start, organize and manage a business with the main aim to make a profit. Then entrepreneurship is like management. It's one of the production factors that we have learned about. Then let us look now at the important aspect of the entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. The important aspect of entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. Then the farmer is the entrepreneur in agricultural industry. Agriculture businesses are often one-person enterprise. The farmer is the person who makes critical decisions, and so it is critical that the farmer is a good entrepreneur. Then let us look at the characteristic now of the good entrepreneur. The personal characteristics of a good entrepreneur. Let me start by saying a successful entrepreneur must have ability to identify market needs and find a profitable way to provide goods or services to cater for these needs. Then for this reason, the entrepreneur must have the following personal characteristics. These are personal characteristics of a good entrepreneur. Number one, a good entrepreneur must be creative and innovative, must have what we call achievement-oriented, independent thinker, well-educated, technical knowledge and experience. He must be a risk-taker, a good leader who are team builder, good at working with people, and committed and perseverant. I will repeat this characteristic or personal characteristics of a good entrepreneur. He must be creative and innovative, achievement oriented, independent thinker, well educated, he must have got technical knowledge, and again he must have experience. He must be a risk taker, good leader, who are team builders, good at working with people, and lastly, he must be committed and perseverant. These are the personal characteristics of a good entrepreneur. Then let us look at the entrepreneurial success factors. The entrepreneur success factors. Number one, skilled strategy and general management, sufficient startup of capital, adequate resource and availability, appropriate technology, financial insight and skilled financial management, including the ability to keep cost and price down. knowledge of the target market and competitors, willingness to take risk, a strategic partnership and the use of experts, good client service, and good product or service quality. These are the entrepreneurial success factors. Skilled strategy and general management, sufficient startup capital, adequate resources, and availability of appropriate technology, financial insight and skilled financial management, including the ability to keep cost and price down, knowledge of the target market and of the competitors, willingness to take risk, strategic partnership and the use of expert, good client service, good product and service quality. These are the entrepreneurial success factors. Then let us look now at the entrepreneurial process phases, or the phases of the entrepreneurial processes. We have got four main phases of the entrepreneurial processes. We have got four main phases of entrepreneurial processes. Number one, identification and evaluation of the opportunity. Number two, development of the business plan. Number three, determination of the required resources. Lastly, management of a resulting enterprise. These are the four entrepreneurial processes. The first one is the identification and evaluation of the opportunity, development of the business plan, determination of the required resources, and management of the resulting enterprise. Then each of these we are going to describe it below. Then let us start with the first one, which is identify and evaluate the business opportunity as the first phase of entrepreneurial processes. I'm saying number one is identify and evaluate the business opportunity. Then an entrepreneur can use three scenarios to identify business opportunity. Once identified, the entrepreneur must evaluate the business opportunity. Then scenarios to identify a business opportunity. Number one, a need for a new product. Number two, available products are inadequate. Number three, challenge faced by an entrepreneur in the current business. These are the scenarios that can be used. Then these scenarios are well stated in the case study. Let me first read this case study, and then we are going to identify those scenarios or in the case study. The case study read as follows. The Ndelu Community Trust specializes in the production of sugarcane in Port Shepstone, KwaZulu-Natal. The trust is managed by Mr. Shinga, and it is running out of the capital to pay labors and buy resources. This is because the processing of sugarcane at the refinery in Parkrane is lengthy process, and therefore it is some time before money is deposited into the business account. Then Mr. Shinga discovered a model of machine to extract cane juice when he visited the Science Expo in Port Shepstone in August 2011. He interviewed the learner who had made the project to get more information, and he began to consider the idea of cane juice production for his own business. In July 2012, he attended the Agricultural Royal Show in Pietermaritzburg and found a machine to extract the cane juice from sugarcane. He finally decided that the Shinga Trust should make cane juice for fruit juice producer and cane spirit for distillers and fermenters. This is the scenario or the case study which we are going to use it to identify the business opportunity. Then let us start with the first scenario. The first scenario is a need for a new product. Then in the case study, the fruit producer need cane juice, whereas fermenters and the distillers need the cane spirit. This is a need for a new product. In the case study, the fruit producer need a cane juice, whereas fermenters and distillers need the cane spirit. Then let us look at the availability of product as the second scenario. Then in the case study, Mr. Shinga has heard from the liquor and juice distributors that there is shortage of cane juice and cane spirit, which currently have to be imported. This is scenario number two, which is available products are inadequate. Mr. Shinga has heard from the liquor and juice distributors that there is shortage of cane juice and cane spirit, which currently have to be imported. Then the last scenario is challenge faced by the entrepreneur in the current business. Then in the case study, the Ndili Community Trust has a shortage of cash flow, which is needed to sustain the business. This is phase one of the entrepreneurial processes. The phase one is to identify and evaluate the business opportunity. And it is done by following the three scenarios. I have said scenario number one, there is a need for a new product. Scenario number two, available products are inadequate. And the last scenario, challenge faced by the entrepreneur in the current business. Then let us look at sources of a business opportunity now as phase number two. Sources of a business opportunity. The source or need for a new product may be identified by number one, the consumer, the technical people, the business associate, or business people in the distribution system. Then evaluating a business opportunity. A business opportunity should be evaluated by assessing, number one, the time it takes for the product to be ready for the consumers, the value of the product, the risk involved, the uniqueness of the product, whether the business venture matches with the personal skill and goals of the entrepreneur, and the profit or return. Profit margin or returns to be made. Let us go to short commercial break. We'll be back after this. Thank you very much. Before the break, we were still discussing about phases of the entrepreneurial process. And I've said the first phase is to identify and evaluate the business opportunity. Then by identifying business opportunity, three scenarios are followed: a need for a new product, available products are inadequate, and the challenge faced by an entrepreneur in the current business. Then sources of a business opportunity. The source or need for a new product may be identified by the following: number one, by the consumer, technical people, business associates, business people in the distribution system. Then we've got evaluating of a business opportunity. A business opportunity should be evaluated by assessing the following: the time it takes for the product to be ready for the consumer, the value of the product, the risk involved, the uniqueness of the product, whether the business venture matches the personal skill and goals of the entrepreneur, lastly, the profit margin of a product. Then let us look at phase two now of the entrepreneurial processes. Phase two is developing a business plan. A business plan is very important for the manager of the Ndeli Community Trust, Ms. Deshinga. She will answer several questions to help him to make decisions. Mr. Shinga is the person we talked about in the case study. Then the questions that need to be answered are as follows: where will the business be located? And how will the cane juice be produced? Who will buy the product? And how much will it cost? Who will market and advertise the product? Who are the company competitors? What standard is the company going to set in terms of quality? And how will the trust maintain quality? How will the product get to the market? How will records be kept of stock and other operation in the cane juice production business? What stuff do you need to produce cane sugar successfully? And what skill and educational qualification should the staff have? How much do they need to start a business? And how much profit will they make? And how much do they need to borrow? Lastly, what resources will be needed? This is how we develop a business plan. When we develop a business plan, I have said the entrepreneur should answer the following questions. Let me repeat the questions. Where will the business be located and how will the cane juice be produced? Now we are talking about that case study of Mr. Shinga. Where will the business be located and how will the cane juice be produced? Who will buy the product and how much will it cost? How will he market and advertise the product? Who are the company's competitors? What standard is the company going to set in terms of quality? And who will the trust maintain quality? How will the product get to the market? How will records be kept of stock and other operation in the cane juice production business? What stuff do they need to produce cane sugar successfully? And what skill and educational qualification should the staff have? How much do they need to start a business? And how much profit will they make? And how much do they need to borrow? Lastly, what resources will be needed? This is addresses in the phase 3 of a business plan. In other words, we're still going to deal with when we are going to deal with agribusiness plan. Then let us look at phase 3 now of intergenerational processes. Phase 3 is to determine the required resources. Phase 3 is to determine the required resources. Then the type of business will determine the type of resources and equipment required. It will be helpful if Mr. Shinga answers some of the questions about the resources. Number one, what resources will be needed? Can the business operate with the available resources? What new resources are needed? And what will be done with old resources that are no longer needed? These are the questions that Mr. Shinga must ask himself in order to determine the required resources. I'm saying question number one, what resources will be needed? Can the business operate with the available resources? What new resources are needed? And what will be done with the old resources that are no longer needed? These are the four questions that answers the determination of required resources. Then lastly, we have got phase 4, which is to manage the enterprise. Phase 4 is to manage the enterprise. Then after resources are acquired, the entrepreneur must use them to implement the business plan. So Mr. Shinga needs to put into effect his operational plan and monitor it. This will require implementing a management style and a structure that enable, for an example, a supervision to ensure that goals are met and that the production takes place as expected. Control measures must also be put in place to ensure that every activity monitored is monitored and corrective measures are implemented if needed. Then he will have to make critical decisions to overcome risk and develop a growth strategy. This is how to manage the enterprise. Then I'm saying we have got four phases of intrapreneurial processes. I have said the first one is identify and evaluate the business opportunity, and it is done by following the three scenarios. And we have got number two, which is developing a business plan. Number three, determination or determine the required resources. Then lastly, manage the enterprise, how to manage the enterprise. Then let's switch over now and look at an agri business plan now. An agri business plan. Then we'll start by defining a business plan. What is a business plan? A business plan is a document that describes how a business will operate. It also states the business goals, the reasons they can be achieved, and the plan for how to achieve them. I'm saying a business plan is a document that describes how business will operate. It also states the business goals, the reason they can be achieved, and the plan of how to achieve them. Then in agribusiness plan is a detail of short-term and long-term goals plan which includes activity and outcomes within a certain frame to produce a viable income within a specific agricultural environment. This is what we mean by a business plan. I'm saying it's a document that describes how a business will operate. And it also states the business goal, reasons they can be achieved, and the plan for how to achieve them. Then let us look at reasons for drawing up a business plan. The reasons of drawing a business plan. Number one is to document your novel idea. Number two is to calculate the cost. Number three is to advertise the farming business. Number four is to attract partners to your farming business. And the last one is to assess and improve the plan. These are the reasons for drawing up a business plan. I'm saying number one is to document your novel idea. Number two is to calculate the cost. Number three is to advertise the farming business. Number four is to attract the partners to your farming business. And lastly is to assess and improve the plan. Then let us look at the first one, the first reason of drawing a business plan is to document your novel idea. Let us look at that. Every business starts with a novel idea which becomes a business opportunity. Then the business plan sets out the vision and the mission of the entrepreneur in writing. And it also sets out the operational plan of a business. Then to calculate the cost, a start-up farming business needs a lot of capital and capital goods to operate. Then the business plan works out complete cost calculation and anticipated income. This is then becomes a financial plan of a business, which can also be used to raise capital through, for an example, bank loans. Then advertising the farming business, which is reason number three. The business plan contains information on the product and the channels of marketing that may be used for the product. Supermarkets and retailers might look at the product, the quality of the management, and the labor force in your business plan and decide that they want to work with your farming enterprise. So you might have potential consumers and distributor before you have produced the first product. Then to attract the partners to your farming business, a lot of resources are needed for a new venture in the farming business. These resources could be in the form of capital goods, skilled labor force, and land. Then partners can help provide back and share the expenses and resources, which will reduce the risk. Then the last one is to assess and improve the plan. Then potential funders may identify the loopholes and mistake when they read the business plan. This will enable the farm entrepreneur to correct this mistake. When the business plan is implemented, some aspect might not be practical, and so the entrepreneur can then go back to the business plan and make a necessary changes. Then let us look at the standard now format and the layout of agribusiness plan. The standard format and the layout of agri business plan. Then a good business plan should provide an overview of the business. Then the format and the layout of the document is very much important. Then let us look at the standard format and the layout of a good business plan. A well-written business plan will attract good prospective investors. Then a standard format should follow, should be followed, which provides the general overview of a business and marketing plan. Staff, by staff we're talking about human resources and financial details, which means a good format of agribusiness must have got the following: general overview of a business, marketing plan, staff detail, and financial details. A good business plan must have got the following: number one, general overview of a business, a marketing plan, a staff details, and financial details. Then let us look at the first one, which is general overview of a business. The general overview is a summary and it outlines the following: number one, the type of a business and form of ownership, including how it will be registered, the locality of the business, mission statement, operational plan of the business. This includes how the business will grow and develop, and expertise required to run a business, and analyze of a business strength, weakness, opportunity, and threats. This type of things that are needed under the general overview of a business. I'm saying the first one is the type of a business and form of ownership, including how it will be registered, locality of a business, mission statement, operational plan of a business, including how the business will grow and develop, expertise required to run a business, and analysis of a business strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. Let us go to short commercial break. We'll be back after this. Thank you. Before the break, we were still talking about the format and the layout of an agri-business plan. And we've said a standard format of agri-business plan must have got the following: general overview of the business, a marketing plan, staff details, and financial details. Then we've discussed about the general overview of a business plan. Then let us look at market information now, as the second aspect that is needed under a standard format of agribusiness plan. Then market information. The agribusiness plan should contain market information. Then there are several relevant details to be included. Number one, the main target market for the product. Number two, product to be produced. Number three, distribution. And lastly, competition. This is under market information. Its main target market for the product, product to be produced, and distribution and competition. Then let us quickly look at main target for market. For the product, you must consider the need of the main target market. Describe how your product or service is going to meet the consumer's need? And how are you going to tell them about your product? And how will you promote the product? And what market research have you done? And what were the results? This is under main target market for the product. Then product to be produced, you define your product or services and their position in the market. You need to show that you know about the industry, trend, and your market. Show how your product matches or fits with the market definition, and what is the estimate price of the product. Show your product development schedule. Then under distribution, you should indicate the sales channel for distribution of the product. Any partnership with the distributor should be indicated. Show how the agricultural product will reach the customers. Then competition, the nature and the number of competitors should be mentioned. Differentiate between your product and that of the competitors, and how your product will have a competitive advantage. Then the second or the fourth aspect that are needed on the standard format of agricultural business is management and staff details. Now, the management and staff must be effective in the business if the business is going to be a success. The business plan should emphasize the knowledge and the experience that qualifies the member of your team for this type of business. You must state the several details in the business plan. Then let us look at the management team. The background and experience of the management. Composition of the board of directors. Then let us look at labor force. Number of workers employed. Salary and wages of workers. Qualification and skills required. Specialist in the farming business. Operational or work plan with targets with regard to labor. In other words, we are talking about the list of activity with the time frame for each. And then let us look at the financial details now. The following financial details should be included in the business plan. Number one, valuation of present farming business, the current balance sheet, the amount of capital required to start a business, how the available capital will be used, projected profit or loss per year, projected cash flow, loan repayment per month, equipment and material, how investors will obtain high returns, and how the product or service will be priced. This must be included in the financial detail. Then standard layout of an agribusiness plan. A business plan with a good layout will attract more funders and investors. And a standard layout should therefore be adopted. Then the guidelines for laying out an agribusiness plan. Then keep the plan concise. It should be about 12 to 20 pages. The plan should be realistic. Do not over estimate about the aspects such as product or service, target market and profit. Show how the business will become profitable. Present a strong management team. Then let us look at layout of agribusiness plan. The following standard layout will ensure that the business plan is presentable. Number one, the cover sheet, executive summary, the content page, company description, the product or service to be rendered, market analysis, business strategy and implementation, web plan summary, management team, financial analysis in the form of table and charts. Yeah, this is how the layout of agribusiness should be in order to attract the customers. I'm saying the cover sheet. Cover sheet contains your name, the name of the company, and contact details. Executive summary should be highlighted for any business person or any potential funder to see clearly. Content page needed with the page and section number. Company description should include the type of ownership history for existing company. Product or service to be rendered is clear. Market analysis, business strategy and implementation. By web plan summary should describe the website development cost, operation, sales and marketing strategy. Management team is clear. Financial analysis in the form of tables and charts is clear. Then let us look at the problems encountered when drawing up a business plan. Problems that are encountered when drawing up a business plan. Number one, they may not know what to write. Most of the entrepreneurs, they may not know what to write. Again, they may not know how to structure the content. Again, it might take a long time to write. Again, it might contain too much detail. Again, they might overestimate and overestimate in terms of figures. Lastly, it might be difficult to translate a novel thought in the business plan. These are the problems encountered when drawing a business plan. Number one, they may not know what to write. They may not know how to structure the content. It might take a long time to write. It might contain too much detail. They might overestimate. And it might be difficult to translate a novel idea or novel thought in a business plan. Then let us look at SWOT analysis now. Or before we come to SWOT analysis, using electronic resource to draw up an agri business plan. How can one use electronic resource to draw up a business plan? Then you can download a template for a business plan from the internet. These are usually easy to use, and the entrepreneur just needs to fill in the blank spaces. Then the template contains the key information needed in a business plan, and this is convenient and it saves the entrepreneur's time. This is when using electronic resources to draw up a business plan. They are saying you can download the template from for a business plan from the internet, and this is usually easy to use, and the entrepreneur just need to fill in the blank spaces. Then the template contains the key information needed in the business plan, and this is convenient and it saves the entrepreneur's time. Then let us look at SWOT analysis now. SWOT analysis is important for the entrepreneur. And SWOT is an acronym which stands for strength, weakness, opportunity, and threats. It is also called situational analysis. It gives the entrepreneur full insight into what lies ahead in the farming business venture. It involves the assessing and describing. Then the strengths and weakness of the farm business, opportunity and threats for the farming business. Then let us quickly look at the strengths of a business. Strengths of a business are things that can contribute to its success. Then let us look at the weakness of a business. Weakness of a business include factors within the business environment that prevent you from being successful. And then let us look at opportunities. Opportunities are external motivating factors that are needed for farming business to prosper. Then lastly, let us look at the threats. Threats are external factors that can put your farming business into risk. This is what we mean by SWOT analysis. Or when you analyze your farming a business, you must use SWOT analysis. SWOT is an acronym which stands for strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. And I've said strengths of a business are things that can contribute to its success. And then weakness of a farming business include factors within the business environment that can prevent you from being successful. And then we've got opportunity are external motivating factors that are needed for the farming business to prosper. Lastly, we've got threats are external factors that can put your farming business at risk. I thank you very much.
This grade 12 lesson was proudly brought to you by the Department of Education. Working together, we can do more, providing quality education.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.